The doctor was the monk. Sorry, old habits. Here we go. How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hate Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
Well, howdy, partner. Welcome to the Hate Riddle Riddle Patreon, where kids eat free. That's right. We got gumbo chili in every shoe in this Patreon, and you can feed it to your kids, and your kids are going to eat the chili, and the chili's free.
So come on down to Root, Pennsylvania, and eat the chili off the Patreon floor.
Don't forget that anyone over 99 eats for free. And if you finish all your margaritas, it has to be at least 25, you get a free margarita.
We got mashed potatoes. We got monster potatoes. They did the monster mash and potatoes all night long. Come on down.
And here at the Hey Riddle Riddle Patreon, if you have been reincarnated, you eat free. That's right. If you were doing well in a past life and you came back and now you are a human person, then you will eat free.
If you're half dead, back from the dead, seen the Dead Sea in person, come on down.
And don't just take it from us. Take it from my goiter.
Hey!
That goiter's our number one waiter. He's got an employee of the goiter 8 months in a row.
And just as a little reminder, if you're coming on down to the HRR Patreon Cafe, the following brands of car are not allowed in our parking lot. Subaru.
Subarus, but they're silver.
Subarus. Kangaroos.
Jeep Wranglers.
Dunkaroos. And Subarus.
And Subaru Outfronts.
The following people are not allowed in the HRR Patreon.
Melissa.
Subarus pretending to be peoples.
My current wife.
All right, Donkey, let's not get personal here.
Hey-haw.
That's right.
I'm just mad that I'm not employee of the goiter.
Can everyone
course,
wave?
Here inside the restaurant, time is measured in goiters.
In goiters.
Come on.
Come
down.
On down.
Okay, Casey, save that file. And then in what? We said like 3 months when we open up at full capacity, no masks. we'll have that playing. Cool. Uh-huh. Okay. Do you guys want to record anymore? Or should we just fuck off?
I have a question. When we open full time, can we sell rocking chairs outside?
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah, but can we also sell cinnamon brooms?
Yes, it's
going to
be take a broom, leave a chair. So it'll be an honor system that we will do. But I'm totally down with that. I think that that's going to be an amazing business plan for us. I am really looking forward to it.
I love that Cracker Barrel's whole MO is to be like, hey, are you forgetting? You're at your grandpa's house. Squint real hard. You're at grandpa's. Hey.
Are you forgetting?
Checkers by the fire. This is grandpa's house. All this hard candy. Grandpa's house. Rocking chairs on the porch. You're at grandpa's.
I don't know about you
general
guys.
General vibe.
Every time I went to my grandpa's house, he would charge me $6 for shitty pancakes. So that makes sense to me.
Spiced apples. You're at grandpa's.
Well, speaking of Cracker Barrel.
Oh?
Huh? Hold on. Wait. This is the best segue in the history of segues for our show. So, Aaron, I cannot wait to hear what you have planned for today's Patreon.
We're talking about a state that has Cracker Barrels. Anyone want to take a guess as to what state we're doing today? Because it's another welcome to my state series. I only like doing these episodes. I have other ones planned, but they're not as appealing when I sit down to do these.
Okay, a state that has a Cracker Barrel. So this is, I think I've got it. This is every state except for Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
They must have Cracker Barrels in Hawaii, do they not?
I can't imagine they would allow it.
I don't think they have them in Massachusetts.
Hawaii seems like the kind of state that's like, we're not going to put up with your bullshit. Like, no. You want to build a Cracker Barrel here? No, thanks. Hard pass.
They go, why? Look around you. We need that?
Can you imagine sitting on a rocking chair on the porch of a Cracker Barrel and looking out and seeing Maui?
I cannot imagine that.
While you eat your softball-sized jawbreaker from behind the counter.
I guess we flew all the way to Hawaii. Let's go to Cracker Barrel first. Quick Cracker Barrel? Quack? Quacker Barrel?
Quacker Barrel?
Quacker Barrel's old-timey duck store.
JBC, were you looking up?
I was just trying to looking up a map of the United States, seeing if there's Cracker Barrels. I mean, there's definitely Cracker Barrels in the South. I was going to go to the North, the Northeast, and see if we've got Cracker Barrels there. I guarantee we got to have Cracker Barrels. Yeah, there's Cracker Barrels in New York City. There's Cracker Barrels in Massachusetts, Aaron. They have them.
No.
In olden days, did they used to store crackers in a barrel? Is there such a thing as a Cracker Barrel?
Must be.
Because it seems like all the crackers on the bottom would just get crushed into crumbs.
Not if they're light. Not if they're light crackers.
Aaron. Aaron, 80 pounds of light crackers and 80 pounds of regular crackers both weigh 80 pounds.
Don't you remember your grandpa's house? Come on, let's go.
If we ever do a Boston live show, I'm going to drive you out past Somerville, out past Medford, out past Middlesex, out past Stoneham, out past Willingham, out past Ballardville to...
I think we've passed Six Flags, which is as far west as I go.
This is north, to the Cracker Barrel in Tewksbury, maybe in Wamisit, maybe in Lowell. There's a Cracker Barrel Cracker Barrel Old Country Store right out past Ballardville, maybe in Tewksbury.
Hey,
Absolutely
Mom.
Not.
Mom?
It's in North Tewksbury. I'm sorry. It's in North Tewksbury.
Mom, Dad, I ate some taffy and I lost my incisor. Will I get a visit from the Tewksbury?
You don't want that, kid.
Okay. And then the final thing that we do have to check on the show today is there a Cracker Barrel in Hawaii? What are we betting?
No.
Can somebody make me a t-shirt that just says Cracker Barrel in Hawaii?
Cracker Barrel Hawaii, yeah. Which is what they would normally say, but Cracker Barrel in Hawaii.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, I'll stick with it. Cracker Barrel in Hawaii, having a great old time.
I did not think we would talk about Reading Rainbow today.
A book, so Tewksbury. Cracker Barrel in Hawaii.
Unfortunately, I do not think there is a Cracker Barrel in Hawaii, which is a bummer because there should be. What's more Hawaii than Cracker Barrel?
We're talking so much about Hawaii for people who are not doing a podcast today about Hawaii. We are talking about, and again, my qualifier for picking states are...
Cracker Barrel.
Nope.
Excuse me.
Comments it.
I came to Hawaii, and all I wanted to buy was a glass bird that on the wings it says Jesus Saves. Now, if you can't provide that for me, I'm going to go to a different Cracker Barrel.
We are talking about the state that made me laugh out loud when someone commented it. The person who commented it was Cal.
Yes.
We're talking about Iowa.
Because
you ought to
California.
Give Iowa a try. We're talking about Iowa today. Woo! Iowa!
Iowa.
So, no one got excited. JPC.
You can't take ayahuasca without spelling Iowa.
That's true. I was trying to work out the joke, like the I-O-U, because it's I-O-W-A, and I feel like I'm owed something every time I step foot in that miserable fucking state.
So, JPC, I think what it is that it's someone is handed an I-O-U, and it's for like $1 million. And so the person reading it goes, I-O-W-A?
Okay. It could also be I owe Washington State an apology for daring to exist on the same map that it does.
Uh-huh. They live in Seattle.
The capital of Iowa, I have to guess, is Des Moines. Mm-hmm. Capital I. And I have spent World News. This is, I think, right before you two joined World News. World News did a residency in Des Moines for 2 weeks. So I spent 2 weeks... in Des Moines, and it was a wild time.
You just absolutely rage every night, party.
We would do one or two World News shows per night, and then we would go. We just like eat food around town. There was like Zombie Burger, which is like a pretty good zombie burger place. there's a place called Fong's Pizza.
Break your top five zombie burger places, man. I gotta know.
McDonald's.
Brains and buns. But there was also Arnie, Niekamp, and I ate sauerkraut pizza. Nobody else would eat it. And we got violently ill. We were doing...
Yeah.
That yes. night, we had to do a World News show, and him and I took turns. It was like dueling banjos, but with barfing in a toilet. And then we did the show, and it was one of our best shows. And then afterwards, we went back to being sick. So we both were like so pumped with adrenaline that we finished the show. But that's, yeah, let's get to the show. But I just wanted to mention.
No, that's I was going to ask if anyone had any personal experiences with Iowa. So that is yours. JPC, do you have any personal experiences? You're from the Midwest.
I have driven through Iowa. I drove through Iowa with my older brother after college when we were going on our like cross-country camping trip. And I remember... It's like it's that thing where you always you pack and pack and pack and prepare, and then you forget like one thing where it's like, well, how did we forget this thing? And we were doing car camping, so we had like a little like a gas Coleman grill and stuff like that. But we had stopped in Iowa for like dinner at a place, realized that we didn't bring any silverware to eat the food that we would be cooking. And so we're at this diner in Iowa, and right by the door, like there's a little like prep station where they just have this like this big plastic tub full of just loose silverware, like clean loose silverware that they're rolling in the napkins right by the door. And I'm like, let's just take two rolls, and then we'll have silverware that we can use and wash. And my brother was like, no, we can't just do that. And I was like, tip them extra, just leave them more money. And he's like, no, we can't just do that. And I was like, of course we can. And then my older brother, dipshit that he is, asked the waiter, and he was like, hey, could we buy some silverware? And the waiter was like, no, you can't buy silverware here. And I was like, Jesse, why did you do that? Why did you ask them that question? Of course we, no one's gonna buy us, no one's gonna sell us silverware. Now when I steal it, it's gonna, the waiter's gonna be like, I wonder if it was the guy who asked if he could buy it. I wonder if he's the one that stole it.
The longer we do the show, the more I realize how often you steal and have stolen things. And I honestly respect it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a little different because that's like a small town, you know, restaurant. It wasn't like a chain restaurant or anything. But I was tipping, like I was leaving the money. And it also, it's like that money's going to make it into the waiter's pocket. At the end of the day, the restaurant, who, you know, they'll buy more of this shit in bulk anyway. Like, who gives a shit? But it's just like such a weird, I was just like appalled that he was like, hey, do people, when people come in here, do they ever steal plates? And the waiter's like, I don't think so. And he's like, okay, good. Just wanted to check. I'm like, why? I'm going to steal the plate now. I'm still doing it. But
I can't stress enough that both of your stories are so personal and not an indication of the states at all.
I do remember that the diner food that we ate there was very good. It was very good.
I was just going to say, speaking of small restaurant, on the way to Des Moines, somewhere in small town Iowa, which I guess is everywhere Iowa, World News stopped in a place and got, this place was famous for shakes, and what they would do is take a slice of pie and turn it into a shake, and to this day, it's still the best shake I've ever had in my life.
Oh, wow. We should look up what that place is. That sounds amazing.
I'm looking it up. So is it a Portillo's?
That's what it was.
yes, on the way. So... here's my experience with Iowa. One of my absolute favorite people in the entire universe. Her name is Mackie Saylor. I met her in college. She's one of my soulmates in this world. She's amazing. She's this beautiful young woman who acts like an old man. And she is from Iowa.
Mackie Saylor, the only occupation someone with that name can have is realtor.
Oh, that is hilarious. And she will love to hear that. But
Mackie Saylor, do you have boat insurance?
So she is excellent, and she is from Iowa. And when she told me she was from Iowa, we met, and I was like, holy shit, the place for Music Man? And she was like, yeah. And then the only time I've ever been to Iowa is when I went to go visit her and her family. And today I was asking her some Iowa questions, so shout out to her. She helped me so much with this episode.
Thank you, Mackie.
But she said... that the first thing I said, and I said it a few times, she said, famously, when you saw Iowa, you were like, it's so flat, which is a mean thing to say to a middle school girl and also a state, apparently.
Most of the Midwest, except for like Ohio, is very flat.
Thank you, the glaciers.
So I have a really special place in my heart for Iowa because I think... a lot of really funny, really interesting people come from there. I also think it's the place for Music Man. And you know I love Music Man. So let's talk about Iowa. Some weird laws, some weird news, some fun little facts. Are we
ready? Please.
Ready.
Absolutely.
So thank you, Mackie. I love you and I really appreciate your help. Iowa, the capital, Des Moines. These are just some fun facts right
top
out of
Des Moines to you.
And
oh, I
the
love it.
S is silent. Both S's, right?
There's actually 14 S's in Des Moines.
Because it should be Des Moines.
Des Moines. Which sounds like one of Usador's secret names.
If you're from Iowa, you say if you're from Iowa, you say Des Moines. If you're from Foon, you say Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Case. There's somebody was talking about in Illinois there's a Des Plaines and they always say Des Plaines. And I'm like, how do you not know to keep those silent? Or Illinois.
Well, everyone says Worcestershire for Worcester in Massachusetts. All right. The nickname is the Hawkeye State. The bird is the American goldfinch, which doesn't exist.
Hold up. How can the... Hold on. It's the Hawkeye State. Their college, they're the Iowa Hawkeyes, but their bird is not the hawk?
Nope. Their flower is the wild rose.
Mmm.
Their song is the Song of Iowa, set to the tune of O Tannenbaum, which made me laugh out loud.
Oh, Iowa.
Here it's always Christmas.
We're growing soy and probably corn. Moo moo oink oink. Livestock.
We're 84% white.
If you're drunk in a bar, we will fight.
Oh, Iowa.
Please miss us when you're driving.
Great episode, everybody. Let's fuck off. Is that what you said at the beginning? The snack is s'mores.
I'm sorry. They're 90.6% white.
That's better.
Oh, fuck. We laughed because we thought you were overshooting.
I was like, that's the crazy highest number I could think of.
So here's what. If they're 90.6% white, and there's
They're 90. You said it right.
They're 90.6% white. And famously, I just looked this up. There's only 100 people in Iowa. What's going on?
So that's not great. Come on, Iowa.
Mariah and I have like thinking about other states that we could potentially live in. I can't imagine I go to Mariah and be like, "Hey, Mariah, would you like to live in Iowa? It's 90.6% white." That'd be a big fuck no.
That's also if you're ever driving through Iowa and you turn the radio dial, you're gonna hit, "Hey, it's 90.6% white." Coming up.
Oh my god.
Coming up, Third Eye Blind again.
The snack is s'mores again. Ooh, they are
state
90.6% white. Yeah. I want to be the Massachusetts state snack with a C. Do you think that will work?
The one that smiles back.
Aaron, you can't be what you already are. Hold on. Wait. Carry this. Yeah, that works.
I would love it if like wherever you register all of these, you know, state specific things, you know, somewhere in the bowels of Washington D.C. and they're like, "Hey, Iowa, none of the other states have a state snack. You know, it's not like a required thing. It's not even like a fun kitschy thing. We're not even like s'more. Put it down. Put
state
down
snack.
That we do s'more.
State snack. Let me see you write it."
Okay.
And Adel,
carry the bread show.
You had an excellent guest. They are number one in the country for corn production.
Yes.
Suck it, Indiana. Suck it, Illinois. Suck it everywhere else. Iowa has all the corn.
I would have just hummed a little ditty of a corn song, but I cannot remember, and this is a good thing, how any of them go.
Just do it to the tune of Jack and Diane.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane.
So Iowa has so many wonderful things, and I'm trying to be really nice because a lot of people from Rhode Island, which famously very kind people from Rhode Island.
And Aaron is putting people in quotes every time she says it.
No, they're nice. And everyone from Rhode Island was so sweet. They were like, "You got us." Like, oh my God, it was so sad.
Oh, I just had a flashback. Arnie Niekamp and I went to a bar in Iowa one night to get drinks, and there was an open mic night. And there's a guy who did a 10-minute stand-up set, and he would tell a joke, And then nobody would laugh. And after every joke where he didn't get a laugh, he would go, "Seriously? Nobody?"
No.
Oh, no.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen. But it's like, sorry, we're not laughing. You're not funny. Like, I'm sorry.
That's really sad.
Seriously? Nobody? Okay.
Oh, God.
That was his segue to each joke.
I hope he's still at that. I hope he's still at it.
I think one of Iowa's greatest strengths, and they have plenty, is lots of fun attractions. Like, let's pull over. Let's go to X, Y, and Z. Lots of roadside places that are very, like, what's the real life version of clickbait?
roadside attractions?
Yeah, but like,
wow, I mean, the world's largest white person? I'll see that.
Exactly. So I'm going to talk about a couple of those that made me smile.
Okay.
Oh, God, please.
The hula hoop tree. This is a unique one. It's called the hula hoop tree for obvious reasons. It was dead for years, but people just kept adding hula hoops to it. It was located off County Road E23 in Amber, Iowa. But this is the part that is my favorite. Was sadly, the tree was cut down due to safety concerns in April 2020.
So many people died falling off the tree trying to put a hula hoop around it.
Yeah. April 2020 was when a lot of travel was going on and there were a lot of people out there at the hula hoop tree. April 2020.
Oh, no.
Look how small it is. What? How? Who died there?
I also have to give a shout out to Amber, Iowa, home of the Fighting Alerts, one of the best high school sports teams.
Wow.
Okay.
That is barely a joke, but it's amazing.
Aaron said the hula hoop tree, which is one of the most ridiculous things that I've ever heard. And so now we're going to just go up and we're going to make up some of our own Iowa roadside attractions.
I love it.
So the first one, this is one near and dear to my heart. This is the Iowa Beanie Baby Quicksand. And what this is was a patch of normal quicksand that, you know, the local populace would fall into and, you know, get sucked down in. And eventually people just kept throwing Beanie Babies in. So now it's just a swirling, undulating mass of Beanie Babies. And it is still quicksand. So if you go into it, you will get sucked down.
Yeah, that's right. That's a great one.
But they're going to be worth a fortune one day.
Worth a fortune.
Well, the Princess Di one. If you go to Plum Fart, Iowa, that is home of the Kissin' Chicken. Now, what this is this is
Whoa.
A... Now, what this is this is a young man. He's in his 20s, so not too young. But this is a man in his 20s, and he was driving at another car, and he swerved first. And now he has to kiss anyone who would like to kiss him.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite is the big old pile of laundry. Every teenage boy who doesn't do his laundry, doesn't know how, in Iowa, goes and puts their laundry on this big old pile of laundry. It's right next to the big old pile of dishes.
This is a favorite of mine. This is in Gramper, Iowa. This is the world's largest silent smoldering public couple fight. So what this is two people at a restaurant who hate each other's fucking guts. They are having a terrible fight at the quietest volume possible. It is smoldering. It is so uncomfortable for everyone around.
Wait, JPC, I think we have some audio of that really quick.
Yeah, here we go.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Please, Mom, Dad, stop fighting.
It's anniversary.
Joshua.
And you and the waitress.
Shut
up. And you.
Can we get another plate of those fried pickles? Yeah. They were so good the first time.
Oh, sure. I'll be right back with some more fried pickles. Don't take my silverware.
You pretended not to know her. She's one of the fucking... going to the fucking car. Grabs purse angrily.
Please, Mom, Dad, stop fighting.
You don't have a mom and dad. You just have enemies.
Okay, so we didn't have pickles, but I fried up some cucumber, and if you wait long enough, it'll taste just the same.
And as you can hear, you cannot miss it.
<I see>.
Any more, Adel?
We have the world's weirdest toe. Rebecca Frush has the world's weirdest toe. You can stop by and see that.
We've got the world's stickiest patch of floor. It's one piece of floor that no matter how hard you clean, when you walk over it, your foot goes
Oh, like a frat party. We have the world's biggest suitcase because everyone in Iowa is packing up to go to school in another state.
Oh, I have, this is one of my favorites, World's Dumbest Dog. And I have some audio of that here. Let me go ahead and play that. Here, boy. Here, boy. Here, boy.
See, here. The amazing part is that's the dog talking. So it's sort of an ironic thing. He's the smartest dog.
He think he owner.
All right, this one's real. Are we ready to transition?
Yes, please.
Yes.
It's going to sound like I'm making it up now. Uh-oh.
I said go fetch, not watch Fletch.
I love
he thinks
Fletch.
He's owner.
Chevy Chase is the best.
World's largest popcorn ball. And that one's real.
Okay, we have some audio.
It's in Sac City.
We
and
have
it
some...
weighs 3,100 pounds.
We have some audio of that here. Why don't you just hop up on the table here?
Okay.
So I have some good news and I have some bad news. Now, we did an X-ray, and typically a piece of popcorn has two little kernels, and that's healthy, and you can rest
good.
Easy.
Now, Thank you.
That's typical. But what we found, Mr. Popcorn, is one of your balls seems to be abnormally large. And by balls, I mean kernels, which is what you popcorn call balls.
Watch yourself, counselor.
Well, to be fair, I am wearing my lawyer outfit, so I deserve that. So what we're going to do, and this is, you know, I want to seek your approval here, is we thought to maybe put you back in the microwave for another 30 seconds. Now, what we're hoping that'll do is pop the kernel, therefore making the ball a little bit smaller or airier, and then we can go from there.
So you think popping corn makes it smaller?
Well, I'm a doctor in Iowa, so we'll give it a shot.
Wow. Destroyed in one fell swoop.
Had to get his little jibe in there. Had to poke Iowa one last time.
Speaking of being a doctor in Iowa, here's one of my favorite Iowa traditions.
Oh?
The butter cow. You can feast your eyes on the butter cow at the Iowa State Fair every year. This is honestly one of my dreams, is to go to the Iowa State Fair.
Can't find a butter cow.
And this is the one from 2016. I'm showing Adel and JP.
Hey,
that's a full life-size cow made out of butter.
Why does it say 2020 at the top of that picture?
Well, that was from a different post from it, but look at the bottom. It says was the 2016 butter cow.
Hey, Aaron, I believe you. 2016
look
butter
at, look
cow.
Look at that.
Fine.
Here's what I'll say. All joking aside, I legit would see that. That is impressive. I like that. And also, Aaron, I am now dying to go to every state's state fair. That is now a new goal of mine. I love state fairs. Fried foods is one of my favorite things.
Wouldn't that be so fun?
I think the Minnesota State Fair has fried Coca-Cola and fairs are the best.
I will say this. I'm not interested in the butter cow. I am interested in a deep fried butter cow. I would love to get a little taste of the deep fried butter cow.
Oh.
Have you ever had deep fried soda?
The
Indianapolis State Fair has it as well,
I can't picture how you fry soda. I assume it's just little Krispies that have a cola flavor. But I have seen...
No, it's like flash frozen soda that's battered and then so it's like fried. It's good. It tastes like fried soda.
I definitely want to... Aaron, you've breathed new life into the joy that I'm going to experience when quarantine is over, because I'm going to make it a goal to visit every state fair. And
I love that.
Some state fair I went to had, or maybe it was like a county fair, had sticks of butter that were deep fried. No joke. And that was like...
Oh, I think about that all the time.
And
dude,
I
heard that maybe
that
5 years ago.
Wildest thing.
And anytime I'm hungry, what I crave is deep fried butter.
Yeah.
At the time,
I didn't try it, and I'm now kicking myself.
I remember walking all around the Indiana State Fair trying to find the fucking one place that did deep fried avocado. The deep fried avocado is so fucking good.
That sounds incredible.
So fucking good.
Here's what I'll say. Lemon shakeups, amazing. Funnel cake, elephant ear. Like, fairs, Aaron, I'm so excited you just mentioned fairs. Fairs are now, I want to do a podcast that's just.
Your entire personality trait.
What are they called?
It's going to be called Fair Play.
And apple turnovers? What is it? It's like the apple dough and ice cream. I don't know.
Yes.
I can't remember what that's called. They're fucking
so
delicious
good.
As well.
We got to, Hey Riddle Riddle has to do a tour where we only do live shows at fairs.
Oh my God. That sounds amazing.
I would love it because famously, live shows at fairs are things that you definitely want to see. And there's never like big stage collapses and there's never fucking tornadoes.
Pig
and there's
screaming.
Never. Yeah.
Wow.
Because the only thing that our show is missing is the smell of 1,000 pigs.
Dude, Iowa has the most pigs of any state.
I believe it.
To
it
be
is
sure.
The nation's number one pork producer. Dude, I was just about to say that. That's crazy. They have the most pigs. You knew. You must have known.
Will every listener please email us or on social media, send us like your state fair. Like what's going on with your state fair, why it's the best, what can be found there? Because now I'm just like mentally going down a deep hole of like fair life.
That's awesome. I think we're going to learn a lot. And I will go to as many as I can afford at
How expensive do you think fairs are?
Getting to traveling the country? Sir, that is expensive.
So should this spinoff show be called Life's Not Fair and it's just all about us like going to a fair eating 40,000 calories?
Guys, it should be a TV show. Please, if you are in the TV business, give us money. We will do like a travel reality TV show where we go to every state fair. The three of us. We interview people. We have the best time. Come on, please.
Bad TV networks, give us a show.
Or good ones. Adel. You can ask for anything here.
We'll do it on Spike. I'll do it on Spike. I'll change my name to Chad Nutjob, and I'll do it on Spike. I don't care.
Chad Nutjob. Oh, please change your name to Chad Nutjob.
Wow, I can't believe how perfect of a choice you made so quickly.
We now know JPC's original name. And honestly,
Chad Nutjob.
And honestly, I know why you changed it.
Dude. Not a million years would I have changed my name if I was born Chad Nutjob. Are you fucking kidding
me? Yeah, you don't know him at all if you don't think he would have run with that.
This is my new favorite episode.
Okay. I want to get into more Iowa fun facts
because
there's truly so many. I was going to say the thing about the pigs, but you were way ahead of me.
I can't believe that some of these are real things and some of these are things that we completely made up.
Did you
know feels made up to me.
Iowa has more pigs than condoms?
That might be true. Honestly, we don't know. It could be true. Mackie? I'm going to send her this. I don't think she's listened to a single Hey Riddle Riddle episode, but I still love you very much. You're still one of my favorite people.
I would love for her to hear this. It's $5 a month and it's patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. No refunds.
Nope. I met her because I heard her from across a party quoting 30 Rock. And I was like, I like 30 Rock. It was the first week of college. And I waddled over to her and then said, do you want to be my friend? And then later we saw people being mean. And we both cried outside of the library instead of going to a party because we were like, is everyone here mean? And then we lived together for 2 years.
Damn.
Aaron, were you just at a party holding a mirror?
Wait a minute. Mackie is my reflection. Uh-oh.
Wait, Aaron spelled backwards is? Nope, that's nothing.
No.
Okay. So, my next fun fact about Iowa, and Mackie mentioned this sort of right away, so it's an important one. In Des Moines, I think it's only in Des Moines, she says, they have something called Beggar's Night. Instead of going out on Halloween night, children go out the night before. Also, you are required to do a trick/joke to actually get a treat. You don't just get candy.
Jesus.
Iowa, I love you. You're so weird. I love you.
Are you as a kid doing the same trick/joke to every house that you come across? Because that's,
I think you
that
gotta
joke's,
be creative.
That joke's tired. It's played out by then.
Hey, I have 5 misshapen Skittles in a bag for sure, but you gotta work for it.
You want a fun size little bag of M&Ms? Do something terrible to my house.
Oh,
what are some tricks you guys would do?
God.
Oh, let's see it.
Ding dong.
Well, hello there.
Hello, my name is Mr. FBI, and I'm with the CIA, and I'm here to repossess your house.
All right, that's a very good one, Bradley. I recognize you from down the street. Here's your candy. Go off on your way, you little scamp.
Bye, mister. Thank you for the candy.
Door close.
Ding dong.
Oh, good evening. Happy Baker's Eve.
Hello, I am a ginormous pig, and I'm here to kidnap your wife and kids.
All right, Tiffany, I recognize you from anywhere. Have
Who's
fun.
Tiffany, and I bet you just hurt her
oh,
feelings.
Oh, shit! See you.
Ding dong.
Oh, well.
I'm Tommy's mom, and he was just here trick-or-treating or whatever, begging.
Uh-huh,
and
we don't
and Tommy said you gave him some candy after he posed as the CIA, but then after he left, you yelled afterwards, dork clothes? Now, Tommy can't afford the best or coolest clothes, but to call his clothes dork just feels wrong.
Well, you have to understand, when I said dork clothes about Tommy's clothes, I grew up in a different time where kids weren't little sissies who tell their moms every time some shit goes down. So Tommy ever comes back around here anymore, it's going to be me that's calling the FBI CIA on his ass.
I bet you're wondering if those two fell in love. Well, they did. And now they live with Tommy and... I forgot I gave that guy a wife and kids. Any hoodle, he left his wife and kids and moved in with that woman. And that is a beautiful story.
And they both turned out to be pigs.
GPC, does that work?
Yeah, that works. Yeah, that works really
well. I'm the one who wants to be a pig. Deep inside you knew I was a pig.
I do think that's a really great meet cute. Is you go to a guy's door to tell him to stop bullying your kid while he's trick-or-treating.
I'm already married.
Fall in love?
Although now I want to open up a butcher shop called Meat Cute.
Is it a meat cute if two people ruin existing marriages when they do meet up? It's not really cute anymore. It's a meat, but it's not cute.
Well.
Yeah, it's not. It's not cute. It takes the cute away.
It's like a meat hurricane, which, by the way, Applebee's, stop selling those because I'm going to keep ordering them.
I thought you were going to say you're welcome. By the way, you're welcome. You're going to make $1 million selling those meat hurricanes. Speaking of terrible things, fireworks are banned in Iowa.
What?
And I clicked on the articles being like, these are going to be fun. Turns out a couple towns just burned down.
Well, aren't
because
I mean,
of fireworks?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah,
I
that think, makes sense.
I think for a while, I feel like fireworks are banned a lot of places because I feel like Illinois used to ban fireworks because I remember specifically when I was a child, I remember my mom and dad driving over state lines to go get fireworks.
So the sale of fireworks is banned, but not the possession of fireworks? Is it one of those things? Because fireworks aren't banned in Illinois because I've lived here and there are fucking fireworks.
Yeah, but I don't...
I'm going to Google what's...
Yeah,
what
must have been a time, or maybe it was when we lived in Ohio or Nevada, but I remember specifically my parents were like, we have to drive across the state to go grab fireworks. Because you can't buy them in whatever wherever we were.
Yeah, I know that there are like places that you drive, like I don't know if it's like Kentucky, but places that I've driven through definitely have like roadside fireworks,
yes.
Like emporiums, because places don't sell them.
That's what it was. It's like immediately over the state line was like 20 shacks that were like Frank's Fireworks or like the Boom Shack. And it was just like you buy the most dangerous shit for $10.
Two separate lists here, and one are states that allow the majority of consumer fireworks, mm-hmm. So like most fireworks, and some states that permit the sale and use of fireworks that are non-aerial and non-explosive.
They don't have aerial fireworks? Oh, God.
Oh, man. I would go to a Little Mermaid-themed fireworks show. I would do that, and I would feel joy.
Would you see Little Mermaid fireworks on ice? It's just people lighting off fireworks trying
to
skate
around. What a weird way to die. What a very whimsical and weird way to die.
Huh, this is the weirdest way I've ever died.
Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Georgia... Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Michigan.
You're just naming
Missouri,
states.
Ohio,
you're naming states
North
that ban
Dakota.
Katy Perry.
Oh, yep. Texas, Utah, Washington, West Virginia, Wyoming. Lots of states. Oh, a lot of these. Yeah, interesting. All right, good to know. If you guys need fireworks, take a little road trip.
Fireworks and spray paint. Get me across them state lines, and then I'm going to go paint my house firework shaped.
Another. Have you guys ever set off fireworks?
Mm-hmm.
I've set
okay,
off.
Okay, Indiana.
Of course.
I mean, I remember sparklers were like my sister and I's favorite. Like, we would light sparklers and like run around like maniacs. And then we also enjoyed like black cats, which are like the little pellets, and you light them and they turn into like snakes, right? Whatever those are.
Oh, yeah, black cats. Those are those things that ruin your porch.
Yeah,
that
they walk
like Harry
they
Potter
walk by
shit.
And then you die 14 years later. No, there's something. They're like little tablets.
Black
they look
cats,
like,
yeah.
They look like Smarties.
Yeah,
it's and like when hot you light charcoal. Them, it's like there's some weird chemical reaction where like shit, it looks like an everlasting poop. Like, it's just they're very cool. But I've never let off like real fireworks, like ones that explode in the air and you go ooh ah. I've never lit one of those.
You didn't go ooh ah.
I've never done the oohs and ahs.
What about Roman candles?
No. Those are the ones that shoot out, right?
Yeah, so Roman candles, it's like that long tube, and you light the end, and then like 6 or 7 or 8 fireball things just kind of shoot out and make a big poof.
I've definitely seen them before, but I've never lit one. And somebody I know took one, like had a cousin or something that took one of those to the face.
That's a dangerous firework. My little brother, my dad was, when he was young, he was helping him hold the Roman candle. And he was like, now you want to like aim it up, like in the air. And he was holding it. And then my little brother just kind of let his wrist go limp and shot a Roman candle into the open window of a guy who was sitting in his BMW watching the fireworks.
Wow.
What happened? What happened next?
So it's nothing. It didn't like blow up in his car because it fizzles out. But the guy was like shocked. He was not expecting a Roman candle to be in his shot into his car. But there was no like damage or anything to his car, which was nice.
I think people unfortunately use Roman candles. It's almost like paintball tournaments or something. People, I think, will like light them and then like shoot at each other, which is the
men.
Worst.
Yeah. Men will
men
light
do that.
Them and shoot
what about like lighting firecrackers and throwing it at people?
That's always
fun. Casey said done it.
I don't fuck around. I think my parents instilled in me such a fear of fireworks. So like they'd let us have sparklers and the other thing I mentioned, the eternal poops, but nothing else. So I've never done any of that shit. Throwing cherry bombs, none of it.
GBC, what's the most dangerous firework that you've lit personally?
I don't know. I mean, the most dangerous firework I've ever lit personally was like a bunch. You take those bottle rockets, but if you take like 10 bottle rockets and you could twist all of them together and make like one big bottle rocket, sure. That's got to be the most dangerous thing I've ever lit off. Because when you do it when you're 14 and drunk, it's a recipe for danger.
You were drunk at 14?
14 was, I was on my way out. I was being like, I can't, this is not a life for me.
Oh my God. Wow, Indiana. You're crushing it. I have a couple more that I need to mention. Little tidbits about Iowa.
Little tidbits.
In Iowa they're called pig tits.
Oh, sorry. I could really go into this because I didn't really know about this and it's hilarious to read about. But I'm just going to give you one little sort of headline for it. Iowa and Missouri almost went to war in the 1830s.
Over what?
You can read into it. That alone, I went, okay, I've had enough day today. They almost went to war. They were too scared. They basically like stood around and looked at each other and they were like, okay, never mind. Too much work. No, thank you.
No offense, but I feel like Missouri would crush them. Right?
Yeah.
Really? That's a good question.
Just in terms of like population and like,
Mark
Twain leading the charge?
I don't know what the population was in the 1830s. If that had happened, that would have been our first Civil War, and then we would have referred to the actual Civil War as like the second Civil War.
Civil War II,
which is like,
this
I'm sorry, Captain America,
Missouri.
We do not need a Civil War II. Okay, we get it. We got it the first time.
No, I don't mind Captain America. What are you up
America's
to?
Ass.
A couple more things. Remember when Ozzy Osbourne ate that bat's head?
Yeah.
Iowa. Well,
hold on.
The bat's name was Iowa?
No. Well, maybe.
Iowa.
Hold on. I think he bit off a bat's head. I don't think he ate it.
I did not swallow that bat's head.
Yeah, he ate it. You rip it off, you do one chew, he ate it.
Sharon, where's my bat's head?
It's wild to think that the Osbournes, like, created reality TV.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. I remember
that was,
that
like,
being
the first reality TV, right?
I recently, and I'm totally doing okay, no one needs to check up on me, rewatched a bunch of Laguna Beach.
Never
Holy shit.
It.
You don't what remember Laguna Beach?
No. Never watched it.
JBC. Is
it
a?
Yeah, I remember Laguna Beach. I mean, I never watched it, but I know it as a cultural touch point because I'm not a fucking.
Is it like The OC but real?
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Really?
It came out around the same time. It's a bunch of teenagers, like high school students in Laguna Beach.
I understand what teenagers
are. Steven! Yeah,
isn't Jay Cutler's wife? Isn't she from Laguna Beach?
Yes, they're now divorced, but
Christina Calamari.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's close enough.
Squidward
and I'm
Calamari.
Not gonna correct you. But you guys, I was like, hold, this was my real intro to boring reality TV. They talk about nothing. There's a whole scene where it's mostly silence at a restaurant and two people are on a date. And this girl goes, what is this big piece of meat? And the guy goes, I don't know, probably a meatball. And that's the whole date. And then
Aaron,
you see them leave.
Oh,
wow.
Sweetie, a show about nothing. They're at a restaurant. Sweetie, you're watching Seinfeld.
Oh, shit. I think I'm watching Seinfeld. All right. Last couple things.
Okay, yes. Please.
I've read a lot of Iowa news today, if you are sensing a weird mood in me.
Local man trips. That's the headline.
Butter cow melts.
The year that seemed to have the most laugh out loud news to me was 2015, and here are a couple headlines from then. Grandma wore fake beard to get into City High.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, City
what is
High.
City High?
I
like
don't
the
know.
The band?
Nope.
Isn't that the crying on the floor because I'm hungry and the only way to sleep is sleeping
on the
man for a little bit of money and his man and that. And I don't give a jack now. I'm
just
another guy
now.
In and out of lockdown.
Yeah, but this is what I think.
So that's
life.
How we're going to see it from now on.
I think that's City High.
A big beard and just, to go see City High.
Okay.
And then
okay,
multiple.
Hold on.
Oh, go ahead.
Hold on. Welcome. You're a new student here?
I'm a new student here.
Okay. And where are you? We didn't get your transfer records, so I just need to ask you a few questions, then I'll let you get to homeroom if they're still. But...
Okay.
Sorry. Did you? Those are your lunch bag is just filled with Werther's Original.
Oh, I must have grabbed the wrong bag when I was leaving the house today.
Excuse me, Mrs. Miller. Chris
yes?
is just like, no.
Oh,
not.
No, her. My name is Jason.
Jason does like a minute of vocal fry before she speaks.
Oh, so like a vocal five?
Yeah,
vocal
she's like,
fry five? Yeah,
my name's Jason, and I'm looking forward to trying to join the varsity of volleyball squad.
You know, it's so weird. Jason, you, from the neck down and from the nose up, you are absolutely an octogenarian, but that beard screams teenager, so I guess...
Oh, yeah, I'm a teenager,
I just
want
to apologize for making assumptions.
Do beards often scream teenager? I feel like full beards are associated with kind of older people.
And Vice Principal, in my office, please... We've had another complaint that you are commenting on the students' physical appearance and bodies. I'm sorry. This is your third strike. You know what? I was lenient with those first two.
Come on. Hold on. In my defense, I only comment on kids from the nose up and from the neck down. So
that's
I'm
true.
Not commenting on their whole bodies, just most of it.
And you have caught two other old people sneaking into the school. But the one time you're wrong, that's where we have a problem. So when you try to catch him and when you try to yank that beard and the beard doesn't come off, you end up in my office and I have to let you go.
Come on, one more chance.
Why, I am a new student trying to enroll here.
Hello, new student. What's your name? Tug on your beard. You're real? But is the beard?
No!
You're back as vice principal. Congratulations. How about a promotion? How about a company car? It's a golf cart.
Can I exchange it for a butter cow?
Yeah, but the exchange rate's killer on those butter cows.
I drive a 1987 butter cow.
They move faster than the go-kart. Or would you say golf cart?
Golf cart.
Well, okay, if you got to have a company car, would you want it to be a golf cart or a go-kart?
Golf cart.
Golf cart. I had a golf cart as my company car when I worked in the storage facilities, and it was pretty fun to just tool around in the storage lot with that golf cart.
Nobody looks cool riding a go-kart. They're in the most uncomfortable position in the world.
A go-kart?
Yeah, go-karts.
What if you wear sunglasses and put your hat backwards?
You're describing Mario.
Am I?
that hat he wears is backwards? Mm-hmm. What is that hat?
I have one more thing I want to say about... Well, actually, two more things. But the last news story I want to say is Iowa in 2015 had two people get arrested for trying to take a selfie with a cop. So cops are still fun, have always been fun, will always be fun.
That's a crime?
Yeah, in Iowa, do not try to take a selfie with a cop.
Well, don't be a public servant if you can't have a picture taken of you.
TikTok taken of you.
You'd think the place that has more pigs than anywhere else in the United States would be a little more friendly about it.
He did it. He did it, everybody. Send JPC all of your furniture. The only and last thing I want to say about Iowa is it's a really beautiful place, and truly some of the best people I know are from there. And
I'm sorry, did I say people? I meant biscuits. I mean homemade biscuits.
Homemade biscuits. They have a great writing program at their
That's
school.
Right. They're great at writing program. As featured in Girls with Lena Dunham. And I'll say...
Dumb?
Iowa...
Wow. Dr. Freud, paging Mr. Penis. I want to fuck my dad. Hold on.
I will say Iowa has... Truly, some of the best food, the absolute best shake I've ever had, and some of the whitest people.
Mm-hmm. They got a great music festival.
If you want to get into a fight with your brother over practically nothing, Iowa is the state to do it.
I want to say the last little tidbit I have.
Pig tits, please.
Is
the last little pig tit.
The last little pig tit I have is, I said it, I did it.
Thank you.
Is that... the town in Music Man, River City, Iowa, does not exist, but it's based on a real place. But I was devastated. Music Man's one of my favorite musicals. It's my intro into Iowa, and it doesn't really exist.
Do you know why it doesn't exist, Aaron?
Why?
Because in 1831, those damn boys from Missouri snuck across the river, and they burned that town to the ground!
With fireworks!
Aaron, we have to... Are we coming up on the close of this episode, it sounds
like?
Yes,
we're about to end.
We have to end this, and I'm
this
sorry...
This episode's getting merch? Why are we talking about the close of this episode?
I'm sorry to do this to you, because I don't know if you still can, but I remember with vivid memory, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, you and I doing a gig in Michigan, and maybe we were drunk or maybe we weren't, but you sang the entirety of one of the Music Man songs. So, in honor of Iowa, will you end this episode while singing most of, if not all, of that song?
Yes. I will say, maybe I'll do it so you guys don't have to listen to it, because it's about 5 minutes.
Okay. And well, maybe JPC and I will do running commentary.
I'll listen to about 30 seconds of it, then I'll check out.
Yeah, exactly. So I will end the episode, and then after the credits, if you feel like you can stomach that, I will later, before this episode comes out, record it so Adel and JPC don't have to listen
Give us
to
a
it.
Taste.
What's the opposite of a treat?
a beggar?
Okay, hold on.
Okay, everyone's on pins and
needles.
There's
like three lyrics that I forget, but I remember most of it. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Or you know what? I can, again, this is about 4 or 5 minutes.
Well, just give us a taste and then do the rest after the credits.
Okay. Cash for the merchandise. Oh, wait, no. I got to do the actual intro. Charlie, you're an anvil salesman. Your firm give credit? No, sir. Nor anybody else. Cash for the merchandise, cash for the button hooks, cash for the cotton goods, cash for the hard goods, cash for the soft goods, cash for the fancy goods, cash for the noggins and the pickets and the fergins, cash for the hogshead cask and demijohn, cash for the crackers and the pickles and the flypaper. Look, what do you talk? And I'll stop there. But if you want to hear the whole thing, right after the credits.
It sounds like the world's drunkest parrot.
Crash in the cat.
And that's
crash
how
in the
you
cat.
Do it.
What do you talk? What do you talk? What do you talk? Right? Probably when a Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel in Hawaii. Hawaii. Starts with an H and that stands for how. How do you get a Cracker Barrel in Hawaii?
Aaron, I know that you love Iowa, but I also know that there's another place, a solar body that you love even more. And what would that be?
Neptune.
What do you squawk? Bye.
Bye.
Dang it, that's the wrong theme again. I mean, they are really similar, dude. That was Clue Crew, so now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keith. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Rafi or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said, and F. Mumbly Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4, hey, riddle, riddles, Clue Crew.
For my audition, can you pretend that I'm on a train? Thanks. Charlie, you're an angel. Your firm give credit? No, sir. Nor anybody else. Cash for the merchandise. Cash for the buttons. Cash for the cotton goods. Cash for the hard goods. Cash for the soft goods. Cash for the fancy goods. Cash for the noggins and the pickins and the burgers. Cash for the hog's head cask and Debbie John. Cash for the crackers and the pickles and the flypaper. Look, what do you talk? What do you talk? What do you talk?
When the man dances, certainly, boys, what else? The piper pays him.